the Marketplace Index for Monday the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Despite the images of riots and ruins coming from Athens, market players see more stability on the way. A European Union bailout appears headed toward Greek shores now that painful new budget cuts are the law. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 72 points, 0.6%. S&P 500 closing up 0.7%. The NASDAQ up 27 points or 1%. The yield on the 10-year note went up to 1.97% today. What's blue and white comes as a set of four and is worth $3.8 trillion, not Wedgwood pottery. The answer is President Obama's four-volume spending plan for budget year 2013. In a city where political gridlock rules, especially in an election year, consider the document a rough sketch. The budget is high on money for schools and infrastructure. It tries to cut the deficit by $4 trillion over 10 years. It also favors higher taxes on corporations and the wealthiest of Americans, including a version of billionaire Warren Buffett's proposal to make millionaires and above pay tax of at least 30%. The Buffett rule would replace one of the most annoying, if not hated, pieces of the tax code, the alternative minimum tax that annihilates the tax deductions that many middle-income Americans thought they had coming. Karen Shaw Petru of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington wishes for some budget, any budget.
Well, it should be taken seriously, but it won't be because Congress not only no longer even wastes its sweet time with budget resolutions and provisions the law requires, but in fact doesn't ever do a budget at all. We just bounce along from appropriations bill to appropriations bill and increasingly not even to those, because we're running the government now on middle-of-the-night continuing resolutions.
That's a really important point that you're making, because there's some criticism of this budget today because it's seen as almost like a campaign commercial. It's a positioning statement.
Well, yeah, I think it's hard to blame the president for seemingly not to take the budget seriously when he is absolutely correct in knowing that Congress won't. So he might as well use it to his political advantage, since the Congress won't use it to run the country.
That said, the administration doesn't need Congress for everything, and that's where the budget document contains some useful pearls.
I've been busy reading a lot of the footnotes and the details this morning because on a program-by-program basis, the budget will tell you what the White House will do in areas where it has authority under law now to act, and so reading the fine print is a useful exercise. It's the headline numbers that I think are highly political.
For example, take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. While Democrats and Republicans say they want these damaged giants of the mortgage market gone, Karen Petru says this budget contains hints the administration expects Fannie and Freddie to stick around for a long time to come. And if you don't want to carry around the big fat main volume of this budget, there is an app for that. The U.S. Government Printing Office is getting all 21st century and has a mobile app so that you can look cool leafing through the budget, all the while wondering why you're still not getting any dates. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse down today on news that veterans are having a tough time finding work. Unemployment among America's military veterans is hovering at a stifling 13%, about 5 percentage points above the wider population. That has some big companies taking action. General Electric today said it's adding 5,000 vets to its payroll in the next 5 years. Last year, J.P. Morgan hired 3,000 ex-military people. This is the Marketplace Index. I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.